Welcome to Two's Talk with Tosh, Dino, and Donnie.
Hello, and welcome to a sneak peek edition of Two's Talk with Dino, Tosh, Donnie, and Razor. On this sneak preview, we're going to kind of go over what this podcast is about, go over some guests, and maybe even take some suggestions as to what should be on this podcast. So, going to go around the horn. Tosh, welcome.
Thanks, Donnie. This is awesome.
Yeah, a lot of fun. I'm pretty excited about it. Dino, how are you doing?
Fantastic.
Always.
Another project this week that I had is I had about 900 and some emails in my inbox. It is down to 94 emails.
Oh, good work, Dino.
They've all been, yeah, so it's been good. Hi, everybody. Happy to be here.
And Razor, how are you doing, bud?
I'm well.
Best,
I'm very well.
Best roomie in the league right there, Ryan Ray, everybody. Okay, so we want to go over, the reason we're doing this, what it's about, and how we can get a message out to the fast pitch community here. So I guess I'll start around the horn. Tosh, what was the idea behind this podcast?
Well, it came from a buddy of ours that plays on our Masters team, Mr. Sean Colburn, the chicken farmer from D. Lyle, Saskatchewan. I was just saying that we should do something along the lines of having a bit of a podcast and tell some stories, talk about the girls' game, talk about the guys' game, all that sort of stuff. And it's a good fit for us because we've got a wealth of knowledge that we can tap into in this game between the four of us. And I think we're going to have some pretty cool topics. So that's kind of how it got started.
Nice. I guess the theory here is we're going to have a conversation, like we're just sitting in the tent outside the center field fence, just talking ball and swapping stories and getting into some coaching, getting into the program a bit. Any chance you want to preview for everybody who some of these guests might be joining this cast?
Well, we started off with the original, so it'd be Mr. Doug Holine, my pops. And then where do we go from there? We've got about... What are you shaking your head for?
Well, that was weak.
I thought it was all right. It was all right.
No, it was weak. It should have been, you know what? We started out right from the beginning, talking to Doug Holine, one of the original 1967 members of the 222s from Melfort, Saskatchewan, where it all began. And we're honored to have him on. Coach Doug was on. It was awesome. Gave a little bit of a story about how things started. It's been fantastic. Yeah.
There,
so something like that.
Because
this is a preview of the podcast, Dino, I think you got to be a little more excited. You got to get into it. Nobody's going to listen to this if you're not excited.
Right.
So you got to bring up your game, apparently, I guess, Dino. Tosh is on fire, coming out firing shots right away. That's great.
Yeah.
Pew.
Let's go to Razor then, I guess, to get some levity here. Razor, what are your thoughts and what do you want to contribute to this group?
I'm just happy to be here, Donnie.
Okay, I got to say it. So
just a minute.
For the folks at home, like we're kind of looking at each other on video, and this is obviously an auditory podcast. And Razor just popped on, and it looks like he's laying in bed.
Like, no, I'm not laying in bed. I'm on the couch.
Okay.
Razor, right. sometimes the couch is your bed, bud. I've seen it.
Well,
so.
It is. Yes, mm-hmm. Lots of times the couch is my bed, and but it's okay.
So back on track here, because Donnie, you are kind of the moderator of this we'll call it a gong show.
Sure.
But we've had a lot of fun, and we've had some awesome guests on here that have been all over the map. And like we said, we started with Doug, and it was great having him on. But I think, you know, it's more of a conversation just amongst guys. Like you said, Donnie, it's stories from the beer tent, but we're also getting into some pretty cool subjects around the national team. You know, we had Mark Smith on. We had Melissa Basilio on. That was awesome talking to them. Actually, it was so awesome with Mark. Donnie, you talked him into doing two.
Yeah, he doubled up. He might come back for a third, I bet, if you
he
ask
might.
Him.
Yeah. There's a lot going on there. So
yeah, he didn't give you his number, though, did he?
He
did,
yeah.
Give Donnie's number.
I got
did
it,
he?
Yeah.
No. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, and I'll just send him a prank text here and there. I think it's nice to have some jokes. But I guess the other thing we want to make sure we talk about, you know, we did mention we talked to some Olympians. We've talked to some players from the program who graduated and gone to college. So I think we're trying to give everybody, you know, in the fast pitch community and the Twos family a little bit of a taste of ball while we're waiting for everything to settle down so we can actually start playing again, which is important right now. I think everybody needs it for sure.
Yeah. that was really neat too. Like I really enjoyed talking to Alexis Ossishin and Maddie Garchinski, because it was kind of the full scope of the kids we've had in our program. Maddie was one of the original kids who went to school, and Lucy, you know, goes to a Division One school her first year with the twos, and getting that look at two different ways of going into the school programs was really neat. But I don't know about you guys. There was a lot of commonality there between the two on what it takes to get to college.
Yeah, well, and you bring that up, and you've got Dion and Holly as well, right? Same thing. Two different ways of getting somewhere. It was kind of neat to kind of go through all that, talk to them. Shut up. I can see you looking at me.
Yeah, another thing to point out, we happen to have some incredible parents in the family too. We even interviewed a celebrity dad and had a good chat with him too, and I thought that was really engaging. So there's a lot of stuff to go through. We're going to get these out to everybody probably hopefully in the next couple of weeks here, but we wanted to give everyone a sneak peek as to what it's about. I know there's a lot of people eager to get some fastball, fix in. We talked to a couple Hall of Famers about the all-time men's team. We've talked about, where the program is going. So the topics are vast, but we do want to put out at the end, anyone who tunes in, if you have any suggestions, fill in Dino and Tosh's inbox. I know Dean just said he cleaned out 900 emails. Great. So he's got lots of room.
He's got room. Yeah. He's got room.
And he's got the time. So send in some suggestions as to what you'd like us to cover, and we can get some interviews going and talk about, what the future of the game looks like. So go to Dino. Dean, I know it's hard to pick a favorite. Do you have a favorite one we've done so far?
Ooh. I don't know. I think there's aspects of everyone that I liked, and I think it's important that we, our audience is somebody that has a lot of touches in different, all different aspects of the game, the guy's game, the girl's game, some coaches. I think we're going to obviously get into some, talks about our travel teams and all that kind of stuff. And obviously the ex-players that we've had. So I don't know. I can't pick one. I don't know.
He did a really good job of sitting on the fence there, Donnie. Yeah,
that was a great bureaucratic answer. I will tell you, speaking of travel teams, I think it's like it's a very underlying important message to get out that I've been begging to go to Vegas, for a couple of years now, and it might come up in every podcast for sure.
Everyone.
And I'd like it to, if you could email Dean and Tosh and say, give this poor kid a chance. That's all I want is a shot. Give me a shift. Let me get out there, put pucks to the net, and good things will happen, right? That's all I really want.
Well, it was good. That's kind of been, and actually, we'll go back to Mark Smith. Actually, he sent me a text saying, hey, maybe you should take Donnie to Vegas. Sounds like he wants to go.
Yeah.
So you got the men, or sorry, the former men's, you got the Olympic team coach for our country pleading your case for you.
Yeah, see, having him in my corner, that's a great asset. I'm really happy with that. So hopefully his message gets through. Hopefully maybe some players and parents can come out and say, hey, Donnie, he's fun. Let's have him out in Vegas, because Vegas is fun and I'm fun. I think you double down on the fun there. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, could be.
So note to listeners, let's make sure we get those, ring those phones, if you will.
Yes, ring for everybody in Saskatchewan, when they would understand that.
Yeah,
the concept right there.
Telemiracle plug there.
Telemiracle.
Yeah. So, we do get into lots of specific things. I know, obviously, we talked to Razor about, he's like the catching whisperer. We've referred to him as Dino, obviously, pitching legend. And then Tosh, obviously, runs the hitting side. And I bring some levity to it, and I kind of fill in everywhere I can. But we do have an incredible roster of instructors in this program as well. And we talked to a few of them and their philosophies and how we all, Tosh and Dean, Razor, I'll throw it to you one at a time, start with Tosh. What would you say the philosophy is with the program?
Well, I think our philosophy of the program when we kind of started this was we wanted to better prepare kids to compete at the top level. And we saw there was a need for some high-level training, and we saw an opportunity to involve some of the people that we've worked with over the years. And it kind of started from there. And I think, it's funny because we've talked about this a lot, and I think it evolves all the time where, we talk about family, we talk about high-level instruction, taking it to the next level. We talk about making sure that we're teaching these kids how to play the game and understand the game, read the game. So there's all different sorts of themes, I think, with our program. But I think one of the things that really comes out over the last probably 3 or 4 years for sure, as we've really increased our roster of great instructors and the talent level of our kids has risen, I think that if it's one word, it's passion. There's a huge passion for the sport amongst our instructors, and I think that has really started to rub off on our kids. And you can really see that when they come to practice, they're working hard, their noses are down, and doing a really good job on what we're asking them to do. So I think that's kind of a bit all over the map for an answer, but I think definitely passion is probably one of the biggest words that comes out of our program.
Agreed. Hey, Dino, what's your input on that for sure?
Aren't you going to ask Razor anything?
Yeah, he's after you. Or would you like me to go to Razor first? Because I can.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, Razor.
Frick, he's just sitting on his couch.
Razor, what's your take on the philosophy of the program and where it's going?
Well, I think if you would ask me 6 years ago that this program would be what it is, I'd say, I don't know, I didn't believe it. But, you know, working with the kids and getting them better and making them understand the game and basically putting in and getting the success out is real important, right? And so, you know, we always say with the twos, we never get outworked. And that's just the philosophy that we have, and that's something that I work with every day. So,
Razor, good point. And to that point, you have become famous at any practice or winter training. You're known to, you know, we want to have people hustling all the time. If you're on the field, you're hustling. Between drills, you're hustling. When you find somebody isn't hustling, what is your catchphrase?
Stop.
Stop, exactly. And it's gone to the point now where everybody knows when that happens, it's a varying amount of push-ups. Hit the floor and start doing push-ups. And it's amazing from my time 3 years in to the first few times it's happened. It happened quite a bit, and now it's getting better and better. You know, lots more hustle between drills. But it's funny, Razor does have a knack, if you'll say, to be finding anybody who happens to be trotting between stations. It's amazing. It's a great sound.
Well, and you say that, it's... We have a skeleton, but I love the fact that you bring somebody in like Jay or Hanny, you know, or Kaylee Strouts or whoever, doesn't matter who it is, you bring them in and it's another set of eyes, right? They might not see the same thing. They might see something a little different. And I think it's just an advantage for the kids. But like you're saying, we have that similar message that everybody's preaching, but we still, you know, when the more people that we get involved and good people, you know, they might see things that we miss.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, important to note, too, like, you know, we have instructors all speaking from the same book, which is awesome, and you need that. But some of the kids connect with different coaches or instructors a little different. The message might be the same, but the delivery is different, and kids react differently. So having such a, you know, we have 130 kids in the program, or, you know, could be higher, Dino. You can't have one message from one person and get through to everybody. So the fact that we've got this diverse group of instructors who can connect with kids on one-on-ones and work with them, it makes it a lot easier to get the same connection with kids from a different
sure.
voice, right? Because one thing I've heard from a lot of, you know, let's say it's a dad who's working with his daughter on a swing, and they'll tell him exactly what we'd tell them, and then they don't listen, let's say, because they're, you know, their dads are saying, hey, make
it's
your bed,
dad.
Do your homework, do whatever,
yep.
right? And then if one of the instructors says it, it's like, oh, okay, I'll do that. And you can see the dads throwing their hands up saying, well, I said the same thing and you didn't do it. But it's just it's a nice way to make sure we have enough voice to get enough, you know, through to the players.
Well, and I think that's with anything too, because I, you know, and we all hear it. I hear it all the time. And my automatic reaction to that is, well, I'll tell you what, I'll talk to your daughter about hitting and tell the same things to her that you're telling her if you talk to my kid about his homework. You know, like it's like Dino said.
You don't want to help anybody with homework, dude.
No. Oh, Razor's alive. There he is.
There he is. Hey, we should actually tell him. I'm sorry I cut you off, Tosh. No, I'm not. But we got Razor on here right now, right? And I think every podcast that we've done, we've you're just getting raked over the coals, bud. So
I bet.
You should start thinking about, because Donnie always says, oh, okay, we got this parting shot.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, you know, at the beginning it was like, what is he doing? You know, but now it's starting to get to a kind of a common thing now, and I think I kind of like it. But you'd better start thinking about your parting shot right now, Razor, because, you know, it's going to be a few casts until you're back, and you definitely get raked over here.
Well, yeah, and it's important that Razor, you know, when you're around, you give it as good as anybody. So here's your opportunity or your stage to reply. I will say that anytime it's brought up, I will mention you are the best roommate in the league for sure. So I pump your tires that way. I can't. Wow. I get ripped too.
Well, Tosher isn't the best roommate in the world. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay. Well, we can.
Where does that come from?
We could get into a roommate cast
for
sure.
Roommate. What are you talking about?
Okay. You're not a fantastic roommate. No, you're not.
Keeping it a clean show.
Yeah.
I do have to agree a little bit with you, Donnie, in that, in one aspect, Razor will go down into the lobby and poop in a public washroom
Amazing.
Rather than poop in your hotel room. I like that.
Amazing. There's always snacks. There's always something good on TV. Always good conversation. Razor is on point, roomy all the time. Amazing.
If you're framing pooping location as to whether a guy's a good roomie or not, I don't think you guys are thinking about the right things.
Well, until you've had a roomie who's inconsiderate with his pooping, you'll never really know. So I think it's an important.
And you do stink, Tosh. So there you go.
Oh wow, he's getting in it before.
It's
the
not even parting shots yet, and we're already getting him in there.
Okay, well, so what else are we going to talk about? Oh, we've lost Razor.
on the preview, we just want everyone to get an idea of, hey, here's what's going to happen. We're going to have lots of cool guests. They're going to talk about, if they're a coach, they're going to talk about what their philosophy might be. If it's an Olympian, we'll talk about their journey. If it's, you know, a men's guest, we're going to say, like, hey, you know, tell us a little bit about your path to how you got in the Hall of Fame, or some of the best men's teams. It was a great cast. It's basically just... Hey, we're sitting around telling stories, and everyone is dying for something fast pitch related, and it's the Twos program is a great outlet for that. So we have a lot of families, a lot of athletes, a lot of players who are going to tune in just because they want to know, hey, what's Coach doing right now? What's happening with the program? What is next for the program? And we'll get into that for sure as the world starts to settle down. So there's lots of topics. Now we've got the group together. Does anyone have anything they think they want to put out here for our next cast?
I don't know. I don't know about the next one, but what's really cool about this, and I think it's something that we don't even realize. You don't even realize what you have until you start doing something like this. But, you know, I look at the four guys, you know, the four individuals just on this preview cast, let's call it, and I'll date myself a little bit here. We have a combination of amazing Rolodexes here in that every guest that we've had, one of us has a personal connection, if not two or three of us have a personal connection to that person. And the softball community is pretty small, but I think it's really cool that, you know, we know Mark Smith well enough that we can just call him up and say, hey, can you come on our podcast? It's really cool we get Kevin Martin involved. It's really cool that Mel Basilio. It's really cool that we get former and aspiring Olympians to come on this show. And I'm not in any way trying to pump our tires here, but I just think that's the kind of show that we're able to produce kind of week in and week out just because of the strong connections and community that's involved in this sport.
Well, another thing you notice, you know, these casts will be anywhere between 40 and 60 minutes in length, but they, when they're flowing, they go by in the blink of an eye. It's crazy how many stories you can get in and how easy the conversation is, for sure. Another great one to talk about was Trevor Ethier. He did a great job when he came in, and he's got a whole other perspective, a whole other program he talked about, but all we're doing is talking about the game, and we all love the game, and anyone who's going to tune in is because they love the game. So it's important to have these other people with a different perspective on.
Yeah, for sure.
So I guess then the next one, you know, we don't want to make this one too long, it's supposed to be a teaser, not a full cast, but what do you guys see next? I mean, maybe it's for the podcast, maybe it's for the program, maybe it's for you personally. What's happening with Tosh? We'll start with you.
Well, I think right now with the program, we're living in a pretty uncertain time right now, and we're like everybody else in the world. We just actually Dino and I listened in on a webinar that happened on in the States with a bunch of the organizations down there, and they're trying to schedule and decide what's going on, and it's we're in a bit of chaos right now because nobody really knows what's happening. So I think for us right now as a program, we're just trying to figure out what our next steps are when we reopen. You know, we've got the Battle of the Border that was a tournament in Lloyd we wanted to run this year. We've got the shootout, you know, that we've been doing for many years in Malfort.
Tournaments.
It was Razor's idea.
Yeah. And, you know, we've got our trial camps coming up in August. And then, you know, we've got to look at what's going to happen after. Like, is the world going to start spinning in the right direction where we're able to travel in the fall? How does that affect our teams? How does that affect winter training, facilities, all that sort of stuff? So we're kind of in a bit of a holding pattern right now. But having said that, I think that we're in a position that once we are ready to go, or once the world's ready to go, the TWS program is ready to go. I think we've kind of talked our way through, and we've got our A, B, and C, and D plans ready to go. And the biggest thing is we just want the kids back on the field. That's the biggest thing. Everybody wants to get out and play. And so, yeah, that's kind of what's happening in the world right now.
Dino, of the 900 emails you did receive and go through and comb through 850, which is impressive. It's impressive, yeah. But good for you. How many of those, even still, don't diminish it, but even still, how many of those were from players or from parents with those same questions? And I know we can answer some of these on the cast as we go forward, but how many of those were from actual, you know, athletes and parents?
Yeah, no, it's a lot. Everybody's anxious. Everybody's in the same boat, and it's obviously nobody's fault, but, you know, we can't really pull the cart before the horse. We've got to wait. We've got to see what Softball Canada tells us. We've got to see what Health Canada tells us, Softball SASC. You know, once we see some of these programs start to, you know, put some, you know, actual dates on things, and then we can go. And like Tosh said, we've got a lot of things lined up and really exciting things for 2020. Again, we've mentioned it a few times, but our 12U program, travel team program, depending again on how all the travel and everything opens up, we're excited for that program. Lots of new things. Peak Performance out of Moose Jaw. It's going to work with the educational process, and we're going to be able to do some training during the days that kids haven't normally been able to do, and so we're excited about that. Again, all tied to time of the world and seeing when things get sorted out here. But yeah, no, I'm definitely anxious. Like, I mean, if I actually sat here for 2 days and deleting emails that were in my email box or putting them where they needed to go for 2 days, it's a little different for me right now, got to tell you, everybody else.
It's different for everybody, for sure. I think it's important to note that the planning is still going on behind the scenes, and we're just waiting for the green light, I guess. I know I talked to, you know, Saskatchewan, it sounds like it's going to be the first province to maybe, you know, have something, which has got to be good news for the program, given that our, you know, the tryouts are in Saskatoon for the most part. That might be modified now, but Saskatchewan is a bit ahead of the curve, and you know that bodes well for the program in terms of we can still get some kids out. The thing is, across the board, the whole game's affected, so it isn't like we're behind in any way. It's just a matter of when we get the light. Let's make sure we have the pieces in place to get going. So, you know, God willing, we get the green light to get something happening to keep the season going, and then travel is another thing, but doesn't mean we can't train.
That's right.
No, I think we're going to have to reinvent the wheel there a little bit. Like, obviously, you know, we might have to have smaller groups, and obviously, you know, dealing with that sort of thing with training. And I think that even the call this morning, they were touching on that. Triple Crown, an organization out of the States, was dealing with all their issues and how they're in a little bit of a different situation because they need their players playing ball this summer. You know, it's a real big impact on them, and yes, it's an impact on us as well, but let's face it, we don't have a ton of college coaches coming up here to watch our kids in the summer, and that's why our winter team program is very successful, because we take the kids to where the coaches are watching, right? So it's a little different you know, situation, but everybody's dealing with it, and yeah, everybody's excited to get back at her for sure.
Yeah, Razor, let's go to you for a second before you pass out on the couch, which looks super comfy, by the way.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Got a triple chin.
Yeah, got a triple chin. In the background. Yep.
It's not a great angle, Razor, for sure. The listeners can't see it, but
yeah, it's okay.
But bless you for not caring. You know, you're who you are unapologetically, and I think that's great.
You bet.
What do you see happening in the next, you know, 2, 3, 4 months for this program and for you yourself running catcher's instruction?
Well, I think the boys have done a great job of you know, having, like Dean said, A, B, and C, you know, options available. I believe that we can only do what we can do that the world will give us. And once the world gives us a chance to do it again, we're going to fire on all cylinders, and we'll hopefully make some kids' lives change by going to school and stuff like that. So that's our goals. That's my goal. That's what I think this program is a lot about. So.
Yeah, and good point. I mean, you work with a catcher group, let's say it's, you know, it could be 4, 6, 8 kids. You know, Tosh can take 10 hitters. Dean can take 5 pitchers. We can still, you know, operate under the new distancing rules and everything else, but we'd love to have the whole program out at once. I mean, I think the program grows and the players grow feeding off each other. The smaller the group, the better the instruction probably individually, but I think it's better to have all the players out all at one spot. But I think we have the ability, we're lucky with the instructors that Dean and Tosh brought on, even myself, bless you guys, that we can have them, a guy like Donnie who doesn't play the outfield running an outfield instruction. There's a lot of options there with the coaching staff that is there, instructors. It's really, really well done. So kudos to you guys.
Yeah.
And I want to point
Thanks,
out,
buddy.
You know, we all take dumps on Razor sometimes, which we shouldn't. But Razor took the opportunity.
Not literally.
No. But Razor, I need you guys to know, he took the opportunity to say, hey, great job to you guys. I think it's important to remember this going forward. He's just a ray of sunshine.
A big old heart, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Razor, you're coming to Vegas next year, buddy.
Oh,
thanks, man.
Congratulations, Razor. Don't forget your plus one. It's got
to
be.
Did you actually think I was just going to sit back and just listen to you just drone on about how bad we treat Razor?
Never.
Come on, man.
That's my fifth year in a row.
Admittedly, we all take pokes at each other, but I don't think there's anyone in the program that I've ever encountered that has a bigger heart than Razor. And he plays the part of the guy who yells stop and makes kids do push-ups. But I don't think you can ask any players ever come to the program that if they love Razor, it's a yes all across the board. But it is part of the banter, and that is part of the game. But Razor, you take it well, bud. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tony.
I go home and cry at night sometimes. And,
hey, okay. Whoa. Okay. So I'll ask it.
Here we go.
Are you still not smoking, Razor?
Razor.
And a hush comes over the crowd.
What?
Razor.
It's been a tough month.
Oh, no.
Razor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Razor.
I can't lie.
Appreciate your honesty.
I'm not going to.
But you can quit again.
I can, yeah. And I will. Oh, and I will.
So I guess to all the teams listening and all the players listening, there's another opportunity.
Text messages and everything are going to fly now. I understand.
Yeah. I implore you, leave Razor alone. It's been tough for everybody. We all have our vices. And Razor did agree to quit smoking if a two-team won.
And he did.
He didn't say he'd quit.
For sure.
Yes.
He just said he would quit. And he did. But now I guess it comes back out, you know, if we get to go travel, if a two-team wins, Razor, are you putting it back on the table?
Well, like everything else.
No, that's not how
it's going to go, Donnie. I'm going to quit again. I'm going to quit right away. So
it's a process, Razor. We understand. You fall off the wagon a little bit. We get that, right? Sometimes you go 4 for 4. Sometimes you don't, right? You don't just fall out of bed and you're a great hitter, right?
You don't just fall out of bed. You know what, Tosh? I haven't gone 4 for 4 in a lot of years, so don't.
It generally takes me a full weekend to get 4.
You know why we're giving you all this grief, Razor? It's because we want you to be here for an extra 2 or 3 years, right?
Just two,
that's what it's all about. Well, yeah. I think it. you know, it's not going to make you live another 40, but two or three years could be enough to
at the end of my life.
Make sure you got your will done and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Like, that's right.
You know,
gotcha.
See, that's how you know they care. They want you to get your affairs in order and figure it out, and you know, and we'll help you along the journey. It's about progress, not perfection, Razor. So
that's
it's a tough thing to quit. You know, if someone told me to stop eating cookies in the middle of the night, I'd have a hard time. I'd try, but there's no way I could ever say to you, "Yeah, I'll just quit that cold turkey." It's impossible. They're too delicious. Chips Ahoy makes a fine product, and I feel like there's no way around.
And, good plug, Donnie.
And we're looking for sponsors. That's right.
Yeah. We are looking for sponsors.
Yeah, so if anyone has any contacts with the people at Mr. Christie, they make good cookies. Let's get you on board.
By the way, Tosh, how many of them have you eaten in the last while? But
None.
No cookies?
No.
Are you
cookies.
Sick, bud? Are you all right?
No. Well, yeah, no, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a little something going on there. I'm good. Past the kidney stone, boys.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations. Yeah. Oh, Tosh. Yeah.
Was it a boy or a girl?
And it took a while. Like, it wasn't like, you know, I hear this, oh, it's the worst pain you've had for like 2 days and it's gone. No, this is like a week.
Yeah.
It was that's good. Awful.
Maybe it was. You know, it could have been
labor pains for a week.
Yeah.
Tosh, I tip my hat to you because I don't think I could go through that. I don't think I'm strong enough. I can't even stop eating cookies in the middle of the night. So I don't believe.
Well,
Donnie,
you never know what you can go through until you go through it.
Yeah, right.
Really. Yeah.
You put pucks on the net, Tosh. Good things will happen. You know.
Good things will happen.
Yeah, you're right. I agree.
So is that why you're drinking that cucumber water, or what's going on there, Tosh?
It's delicious, actually.
Oh. 100%. Like that is the missus' idea for sure, and you can admit
cucumber
it.
Water is amazing.
Okay, and who introduced you to that? Let's just go ahead and get that out.
Actually, do you really want to know?
I do.
No, don't
care. The scene from The Other Guys.
Really?
Cucumber water. This is delicious.
Hmm.
So I tried it, and it is. It's delicious. Just remember the guy. Remember the guy was trying to bribe him with Jersey Boys tickets and Knicks tickets, and it was the cucumber water. The Other Guys. Mark Wahlberg and
Will Ferrell.
Good show, though.
Yeah, great movie.
Good reference. Yeah, check it out.
And, you know, we'll probably get into a few movie references on this podcast.
Hey, probably will.
How about, you know, because we are going through, you know, everybody's watching TV. Any good specials out there that you guys like?
Well, I think everyone's probably, and it's a basketball one, but The Last Dance, I think, is an incredible 10-part series.
I've never watched it yet.
Oh, it's worth
it
for sure.
You gotta be kidding.
I don't know much about Will Chamberlain.
Yeah. Well, you won't learn much about him on this, but it does show, you know, it's an incredible show. I'm not a basketball guy. Clearly, I don't like running or jumping or anything like that, but it is very, very good to show the competitive drive that Jordan had. It talks to his teammates, talks about the, you know, the run they had in the late 90s. It's an outrageous show.
It has a lot to do about team, too, and understanding team.
Yeah.
You know,
it sucks that there's not a lot of live sports on, because I know we all go to, you know, Sportsnet or we go to TSN and get our fix that in the evening with all highlights. But I'll tell you what, boys, 1987 Canada Cup was on today.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
We're getting
Gretzky,
some classic
Lemieux.
Classic stuff. So
Gretzky, okay. Lemieux. Great.
Yeah,
okay, quick trivia if you didn't watch it. Who was the guy that fed Lemieux on the 3-on-1?
Murphy.
Larry Murphy, former Pittsburgh Penguin, Hall of Famer.
Beautiful. And the play was offside.
That's coming from an official. It's too close to tell. You know another one?
No, it's coming from everybody.
Not a good one.
Russian.
Another one I've watched, guys, and I'm not a, like, I used to watch wrestling when I was a kid. It's called The Dark Side of the Ring, and it's
Raw?
No, of course, bud. WrestleMania 3 is one of my first memories of watching a pay-per-view with my dad, thinking this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. You know, they wheel out Macho Man in a little tiny golf cart-sized ring to the, you know, 100,000 people at the Silver Dome. Crazy, crazy show. But The Dark Side of the Ring goes into, you know, the Chris Benoit story, the Macho Man stories, all these untold wrestling stories, and it is a good watch for sure.
I sent Toss a message the other day. Did you guys see the Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
No,
that was awesome. Yeah,
What's that on?
The Undertaker. It was on ESPN.
Yeah, I watched
The Undertaker
too,
on there. It was amazing. 2 hours. Actually, here's how bored I am. I actually sent him a message
Did you Google them? Did you fanboy Stone Cold, Austin?
And
really?
I said, you know what? I said, I really appreciated your two-hour thing here. And, yeah, so I never – he hasn't emailed me back yet, but I'm sure he's going to get back to me any day. The other thing I'm watching
– No, wait. Because you did this one other time. Who did you email and said, oh, they're going to show up at the park. They're coming to our game.
No, that was Donnie.
I did that. Hold on. And that's true. And it wasn't for the fact that we got rained out in San Diego. Very important. Great story. Dallas Braden, who runs the Starting Nine podcast for Barstool, Oakland A's pitcher, threw a perfect game on Mother's Day. And his Twitter is amazing. The podcast is amazing. But as we're coming into San Diego, he was there for winter meetings for baseball. This would have been in December. And I just sent him a direct message on Twitter and said, hey, we got a group of athletes coming in from Saskatchewan, Alberta, coming to play fastball. And he said, tell me when and where, I'll come and meet him, sign autographs and whatever else. And it would have been amazing. And then wouldn't you know, we get rained out. Like,
yeah,
that was pretty cool, though. I really wish we could have made that happen.
Well, you would have been a little tighter with him, you would have had him in El Centro.
Yeah, I don't know if he could have made the trip to El Centro.
That was a good trip.
But then, Tosh, he would have witnessed maybe one of the best pitching performances of any kind, and he's a pitcher he would appreciate.
Hey, how come that interview? We got to get that interview up on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, it's legendary.
That's
terrible.
Yeah,
and that might be part of the reason why this is all started. It's just a lot of banter.
That kind of is. Yeah. It is. Yeah,
but that interview was great.
So I'm not saying we're going off topic here, but you know we're kind of
in a tent. We're in a tent.
To be fair, we didn't really have a topic. We just wanted to kind of give everyone a sneak of what it's going to be like. And this, unfortunately, is kind of what it's like. It's a lot of herding cats and a lot of people making jokes. But it is a pretty entertaining cast. Good group of guys, for sure. Good group of guests.
Yeah. Have you guys seen Uhtred, Son of Uhtred, Last Kingdom?
That sounds made up, Dean. I don't believe that's actually a show.
It is. Wow. It's called The Last Kingdom. And
we're off the rails.
I am Uhtred, Son of Uhtred. You know, sounds a little bit like Arnold, the bridge is out.
We're off the track.
I know.
We are right off the rails right now.
Do we need borders?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. But for a preview show, this has turned into one of our longest podcasts.
It has. Don't censor. Don't censor Dino, though. He gets on a roll. You let him fly. He's a peacock. You let him fly. That's from the other guys, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't put baby in the corner.
That's a terrible reference, but I love that you put it out there. That's
get your horses run.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so you know what? We're about 40 minutes. We didn't want to go too much into it. We just wanted to give everyone a bit of a taste of what the cast would be like. Get on the website and download it and have a listen. And as we get these out, you know, get some messages to Dean. Fill his inbox and Tosh's inbox. Don't bother with my email unless it's to say
or mine.
I support you in going to Vegas. I really want to get like a GoFundMe maybe or like some kind of, I don't care if it's charity. I'll take it. I am not a picky man. I have no pride. So I will go help me get there. So other than that, I guess we're going to go into parting shots.
What were you talking about?
I don't remember.
Did you miss it? Did you have your earphones off?
Going to Vegas.
Let me ask you this. If I get Dean on my side, is that enough or do I have to win you both over? What's the protocol here? I've never really come out and asked.
Oh goodness!
Well, I don't know.
Donnie, throw a ball at Tosh, a ground ball at Tosh. He'll break his leg, and you'll be able to go to Vegas. Don't worry about it.
I don't want to see anybody hurt.
After that comment, Donnie, a spot just opened up for you.
Oh, and I'd like to pencil myself in if I could. Whatever I can do, boys.
That's just silly, Razor, because you know Tosh would be out there in a wheelchair anyways.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Sure. Hey, you can still flash signs in a wheelchair.
And his shin guards, eh, Dino? His shin guards.
as long as he can stack the pads.
If I can talk about shin guards for just a quick second, when we were in California, Dean and I coached the 16s, and our game was done. We're watching Tosh and Razor coach the 14s, and Razor's sitting out of the dugout, and he's flipping signals, and he's being Razor. And shin guards. Emily Waters.
They should be mandatory.
I might need to wear full body armor. But Waters throws an unhittable pitch, clearly, and the girl is a righty, way behind. The ball flies into the dugout and hits Razor, not once, but twice. So I think shin guards maybe is something you should consider just in general, walking around. Maybe a helmet. Wear it. I think it's a good idea. Safety first.
Yeah, good idea.
Mm-hmm. You were the best roomie there, Donnie, for a long time, and now you've just had to bring that story up, didn't you?
Razor, I'm here to look out for you. I think that's a good thing. It comes from a place of love and wanting you to be safe. That's all I want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, and you can kind of picture that, right? You know how Razor would get hurt and he kind of rolls around and loses his mind. Like, we all know that is kind of happening. But
it's a
the
show,
thing that right? actually struck me was the sound.
Yeah.
It sounded like two wine bottles clinking together. And then this hideous scream. And
and then the laughter from Tosh. And then the laughter from Tosh on the bench.
No, I didn't laugh. I didn't laugh until it was much
laughed.
Later. It was much later. And you had walked up the line and came back, and I said, "Are you okay?" or whatever. And you said, "Yeah, I'll be fine." Then I laughed. And then I felt bad because your leg turned black instantly.
To Razor's credit, he didn't say a word. He got off the bucket. He sprinted, well, hobbled, down the right field line, and no one heard a word. And I was fully expecting an Andrew Dice Clay style, full of profanity rants. Not a word. Razor, not a word. It was impressive. And I tip my hat to you there, because I would have laid on the ground and probably died.
Yeah, but there was a girl, I don't know who was warming up, but she was warming up down the side while I was running down, and she saw my face. She was so scared. I don't know. I honestly don't know what was going through her mind.
She thought she was going in.
Like, I just...
I can't remember that girl's name, because she just left that day.
I thought it was Ainsley, if I'm being honest.
It might have been Ainsley. It was Ainsley. That's right. And the poor girl, she coming down there like a crazy man, and she thought she was going in.
Well, she's a lefty, though. Yeah. Lefties are a little bit off-center, right?
Yeah. This is what this show's about.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
so
giving it to people that can't defend themselves.
Right. And if you want, Ainsley, if you'd like to take the opportunity to send Tosh or Dean an email and state your case, I implore you to do so. So I guess we'll get into
great change. Great change up, Ainsley. Yeah. Amazing.
Great.
Yeah, she does have a great change up.
It's a knee buckler for sure.
She does a great change up.
So we'll get into our
five in a row, Ainsley. That's what I call
five in a row.
Five in a row.
Never five. Never five. So we'll get into what we call our parting shots. We'll just kind of leave it at that on the what was supposed to be a half an hour sneak peek, but it's been 45 minutes. That's okay. That's what happens on the cast, as long as you're entertained. Tosh, let's start with you. What's your parting shot?
Why is he always first? That's what I
No, he's always last.
Usually he's last.
Usually always
I like
last.
To I like to mix it up, Razor. If you'd like to go first, let's. Hey, Razor.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Let them go first, and then I'll finish it up.
Fair enough.
That's fine.
Oh, boy.
Why did we invite him on again?
Because he's the best roomie in the league. That's why.
How smooth, smooth. Okay, anyways, my parting shots. No real parting shot. It's just that we're really excited about where this podcast is kind of headed. And yeah, this one is, like Donnie said, a little bit of herding cats and lots of fun and stories, lots of laughs. And but I'll tell you, when you start looking at the roster of guests that we have, and some of the information that comes out, there's a lot of softball knowledge that are on these casts, and we do have a lot of fun. We do tell some stories, but I think we do have that element of being able to go to all four corners of this game. There's going to be a wide range of topics. I like the idea, Donnie. If somebody out there wants to send a topic in, that'd be fantastic, because we're always looking.
Real good. Dino, do you want to go next, or do you want to let Razor go?
Razor, you go ahead, bud.
Good.
You've been itching.
That's nice.
You've been itching. Oh, okay. Hey, well, I'm just looking forward to the season starting, the summer season starting, and then going into the fall season. I have a lot of fun with this group. This is really good, this podcast. You guys are going to really enjoy it. And like Tosh said, the people that are going to be on it is pretty good, really good, actually. So thank you, Donnie, for doing this for us. It's been a pleasure being with you in the, you know, in the hotel room and being one of my roomies. So thanks for that, Donnie.
I'll see you in Vegas, bud.
He's obviously
is it called parting hugs?
Yeah,
parting hugs.
We've officially run out of things to talk about.
But when you're eating those cookies at night, be a little quieter. Okay, Donnie?
Hey, wow. I can't control the crunch that Mr. Christie provides in a Chips Ahoy. That is not. If you'd like me to eat some Viva Puffs with the marshmallow, I can try, but I'm really into Chips Ahoy.
Oh, I don't like those.
Well,
I'm a fan.
I'll be a good roommate and let Razor sleep, and I'll just chew on the marshmallow. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I'll be like I'll eat them in the bathroom.
Whoa. Clean
and the last thing I want to say on the, like,
is this a parting paragraph or parting post?
What is this?
Shut up. Wow. Shut up.
We'll tighten up.
We will invite you back. You don't have to say it all.
No, I will. I will live up to my agreement with all the twos girls. I will quit smoking. I guarantee I will quit smoking.
Very nice. Now we have a verbal contract.
It will be done for sure. That's verbal, and I will do it.
Very good.
All right. That's good. That'll make a lot of people happy.
Yeah, good for you.
So don't text me or email me. Thanks.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so it's my turn?
Yeah, that's right, Dean.
So parting shots, I just want to get this straight because we've said it a few times and it's not really like shots. Because, I mean, shots would be like, Donna, you're fat, Tosh, you're bald, Grazing, you're old. Like, you know, like, I don't want to do that.
It's not parting observations. So, it's parting shots.
Wow. I don't want to do that. But it's parting, I don't know. I usually end up thanking everybody for coming on. But I think it's really important that everybody knows this. Not a professional podcast. You know, this is literally us laying down, hey, the goat, Donnie, that's the professional part. Us sitting, talking on the phone, it's like a bunch of goofballs at times, which you can kind of tell. But if you are like us and you are looking for things to kind of occupy an hour or two while you're, you know, driving or cleaning out your email box, you know.
Isolating.
And you love fastball, this is the podcast you need to tune into. So I think we need to clarify that. But other than that, I got nothing.
Yeah, I to be fair, I think everyone will pretty early realize that it's not a professional podcast. About 3 minutes into each one, it's not meant to be. It's meant to be a lot of fun. And again, good point. I've got to thank the company I work for, The Goat in Lloydminster, who's helping us with the studio and getting it edited. And letting us kind of use their time and resources to get this out. I think it's great. We have a lot of kids in the program from the Lloyd area, from this area. I think it's going to be great for not only them, but everybody in the program who wants to tune in. So by all means, send your emails and requests in to Tosh and Dean. I don't have an email, neither does Razor, so don't bother looking it up. Send it to those guys. And if you have any suggestions for maybe guests or topics you want to go on, let's get them going, and we'll get it out to the public as soon as we can.
Absolutely.
Right on.
So that's it. So that,
thanks,
there's that's your sneak peek. It's a bit longer than we thought, but I think it did get off the rails on TV a little bit. I apologize. But enjoy it. Watch those shows. Give us your feedback. Let us know what you think. And until next time, this has been the preview, Twos Talk.
Thanks for listening to Twos Talk with Tosh, Dino, and Donnie.